In the alcoholic beverage industry, the manufacturers release two separate yet equally important drinks. The tasty beverages that we actually want to drink, and the horrible flavors we would like to forget. These are the taste tests. So, do you really think you're ready for the Catalina Lime Mixer?
Bow!
I mean, seriously, this is the biggest thing Natural Light has had to offer since, I don't know, Natural Light?
Bow!
I mean, seriously, if you don't drink this fucking drink, Kenny here is gonna rip your dick off and eat it.
Bow!
That's right. I've seen him do it. He fucking did it. He's goddamn crazy. This is the Catalina fucking Lime Mixer. You know what that means.
Pow pow!
Natural Light Seltzer Variety Pack! This is Case by Case, the Booze Cast, with Matt and Kenny. We are three sheets to the wind sailors, treading this rocky water, trying to find the drinks that are good, and then the ones that are terrible. And so with that being said, let's start the show. So, as always, we're going to peek our little sailor eyes over to Kenny for our news corner. What do we have today?
Well, today in the news, it's a police chief loses his license after faking a report to avoid a meeting. Yeah. So he invented a suspicious persons report so he could ditch a public meeting.
Okay. I mean, we've all had our fear of public speaking and different things, but that seems like a pretty horrible misuse of power in that context.
Yeah, I mean, how bad could this meeting be? But he lost his job, and you know, I mean, so it was a. It says here the Law Enforcement Oversight Board decided to revoke its license after an investigation found that he invented a suspicious persons report so he could ditch a board of selectmen meeting. I don't know what that means, yeah. But it's just, you know.
That's crazy. So he used his police authority to fake an arrest. Or some sort of...
Something. He used his computer and his cruiser to create a false entry in the department dispatch system that said he drove to a report of a suspicious person. The academy found that it wasn't true. He even entered a fairground employee's license plate number into the log. And... But then they voted in February to take away his license, which, you know, he lost his job. And, you know, how bad could the meeting be lose your job over?
That's nuts.
I mean, it sounds like it wasn't a very big town. So, I'm a police officer had to go to a town meeting.
Yeah. Wow. Man, there's been some times where I wanted to call in sick. To work, but good God, going to that level of detail to create a false report to then even like to put some of these license plates into the system and then saying you were going to investigate something. That's insane.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I'm wondering too is like, you know, if you're a police officer of a small town, usually you have a lot of trust in the community. You know, they trust you, they believe mm-hmm. you. And so you really had to piss somebody off for them to really double check you that much.
Yeah.
You're like, oh man, you didn't show up to the meeting that I was going to say something important, and I'm pissed, so we're going to find out why you didn't come here and back me up.
That's crazy. Yeah.
You probably didn't support my narrative, so you're fired.
Yes. Yes. It was that meeting. It was that one meeting where we're going to tell you, sorry, Barney Fife. You got to get your shit together, man.
You can't say stuff like that when I have a mouthful of beer.
Andy. Andy's out of town, man. We all old what's his name in the drunk tank. And then, man, Gomer Pyle. We're just full circle. We're just back to Gomer Pyle. That is a shame, because it really is messed up when law enforcement uses their power in just a shitty way, but to have it misused in such a dumb shitty way.
Dumb shit way, yeah.
Is worse. No, it's not worse, but it's just like, oh my god, man. Find something better. Ugh. Oh, I'm sick. I can't make it to the meeting. Oh my god.
Yeah, there's so many other options.
Oh god, I had bad guacamole. I've been shitting my pants all night. Oh, I can't make it to the meeting. Oh. No. Yeah, I've got suspect and license plates, quad 0, 5, 10, 9, and a half.
And yeah. It's like, oh, that sounds like one of our park department guys.
Oh.
We're going to have to double check on all that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's sad. That's a real sad tale. It isn't good for anybody. Oh man. So speaking of sad tales. I have a sad tale to tell. Mm-hmm. We went to our local beverage supplier tonight and we picked up something.
Of all things.
Very unnatural. The name would mislead you. It is very unnatural. And I don't take that statement lightly. We got the Natural Light Seltzer Variety Pack. And man, does this 12-pack have some gems just right on the box. So, we got a 12 natty pack. That's the description. That's the quantity.
12 natty pack.
It is a 12 natty pack. It is. It is hard to read. But yeah, so that's 12 cans. It's the 12 natty pack. It is 6% alcohol by volume. Natural Light Seltzer Variety Pack, including the following flavors. House Rules. And what does House Rules have in it, Kenny?
Looks like it has strawberry and kiwi.
Ooh. That's a safe bet. So then we've got the aforementioned Catalina Lime Mixer.
Pow.
Pow, pow. Yeah. What does that have in it?
The Catalina Lime Mixer is a cherry and lime.
Oh, drink. Cherry lime. So cherry limeade-ish.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. And third is the Aloha Beaches,
which is mango and peach.
Ah. Mm-hmm. All right. These don't sound bad at all. These are all flavors that mix.
Strawberry, cherry, and peach.
Yeah.
I like this.
Yeah. They're good. My worrisome thought is that this is fucking natty light.
It's natural light.
That's where my worry comes into play. Man. Okay. So, Let's take a look, because on the underside, well, on one of the sides, didn't one of the sides have ingredients? Maybe they did.
Maybe we stole it off of a website.
We might have, because it seemed like these did not have all of the fake sugar, but actually maybe we were looking at a different one. We were looking at that agave one.
Yeah,
could and be. I think that one was more promising, but we decided to suffer and go with Natty Light. So let's just talk a little history on Natty Light. So this is some real weak ass shit. I mean, as far as beer,
anytime I've ever had Natural Light beer, it was pretty watered down.
Yeah, beer. I mean, it's some watered down stuff. It is just like when to me it's the quintessential. I'm a teenager and I need cheap beer. It's and like, lots of it.
It's like, hey, we only have $30 between the four of us, and if I need my aunt, you know, to go buy us as much beer as we can possibly get, it's either going to be Milwaukee's Best or Natural Light.
Yeah, really. I mean, that's...
And what's your choice?
Really pretty much it. Yeah, it's... That's what it has always been to me, is it's just been that. And then, you... Didn't they have a Natty Light Ice?
Ooh.
Didn't they?
I you almost guarantee they did, because everything, you know, he had Bud Light, you had Budweiser Ice or Bud Light Ice, all these ice flavors that came out in the 90s, and so I couldn't imagine Natural Light didn't have one.
So, yeah, oh, they did. Oh, they did.
You found it.
Yeah. So... Low-calorie Natural Light was introduced in 1977. Anheuser-Busch introduced Natural Ice. So they didn't even go light. They're just like, Natural Light, or you get your Natural Ice. Man. 1995, took it national. In 1996, this sub-premium priced ice beer, 5.9% alcohol by volume, has a smooth taste. Well, that's clearly somebody's opinion.
It's subjective. It's smooth.
Here's a nice Google result when I just search for Natural Light Ices. Is Natural Ice a good beer? So.
That's a trap.
Yeah. The Natty Ice. Natty Ice is a decent beer, that should be in quotes, with having a higher alcohol content of beers. It has a basic but good beer taste. So, I mean, that's basically saying Natty Ice is a basic bitch. That's a basic bitch of beers. Oh, man. So, and that was also the thing is, I remember this. When I was younger, you know, stuff like Natty Ice, you know, the other stuff, you know, Budweiser, Miller, you got that in a 24-pack. But how did you get fucking Natty Light in a goddamn 30-pack?
Yeah, I was always...
It was just like, oh, well, you could spend this much money and get 24. Or you could spend $5 less and get 30.
That's right.
Sunday. Natty Ice. Motherfucker. Yeah, that was the thing. It was like, nope. No, you get 30. Oh, you don't want 30? Well, tough shit. You get fucking 30. You fucking drink it. You drink it. I'll come to your house.
What I remember the most is having multiple coolers, and you had a cooler with the beer that you wanted, And he had the cooler with the beer that somebody else bring, and he had the cooler with Miller and Natural Light.
Not Miller Light, but
Milwaukee's best Natural Light.
I was going to say, don't be talking shit.
Nobody could afford Miller Light.
Yeah.
Right.
No, yeah, old Milwaukee's best. I will say one thing. I'll drink Natty Light any day over Milwaukee's best. Woof. Woof.
Yeah.
That is sad. So, when we talk about that alcohol content on that Natty Ice, this is stronger. So
yeah, just a wee bit.
Natty Ice was a little over 5. This is 6%.
Yeah, 6% by volume. We have 133 calories per can.
Mm.
4 grams of carbs. And for some reason, they listed no protein.
Got no beef in there. No beef with Natty Ice Light. So some of those make me think maybe it'll be a little better than some of the other fakey ass seltzers, but probably not.
Probably not. I'm going to be very surprised if these meet my expectations.
Yeah.
And no, they're not that high to begin with. It's Natural Light.
Yeah, so we're not putting on ears here, but I'm gonna say the packaging is great.
Yeah,
they did a great job on this
packaging. Well, they hit the home run with Ketling Wine Mixer. Yeah. I mean, they hit our demographic perfectly.
Yeah, no, they knew what they were doing, but it does. It looks good. I mean, it is bright. It is vibrant. It is out there. Like, it draws you to it. You're not going to overlook that when you're going through your beer cooler and trying to see what you want. Yeah, no, I'm impressed with that aspect of it, the marketing. Now, I wonder how the flavorists fared on that, because whoever was doing Photoshop was on point. But
that has nothing to do with the flavors, does it? That
has nothing to do with how they're going to flavor it.
Guys weren't even in the same state.
Yeah, you can package up a can of turds however you wanted. Still a can of turds. So, all right. Well, I'm going to say,
let's rip it open.
Yeah, let's just pop this bad boy. All right, so see what floats to the surface. Oh, they've got them separated, so we're gonna have to. Okay, so I'm gonna pull this one, and we'll pull the one right below it for you, because I think that's how they're separated. Yep.
Oh, good.
House rules.
The strawberry kiwi.
Strawberry and kiwi call.
No. That's when strawberry and kiwi call the shots.
That's right.
I can read the whole
house
thing.
Rules are when the strawberry and kiwi call the shots.
I was being literally lazy.
So, what's the Greek?
Oh, that's a house.
Greek natty. Oh, it is.
Oh,
it is
the columns. House. The columns with the roof. Like in yeah. You're right. It is Greek. Or, like a Roman roof with columns. But yeah, house rules, I'm going to go with it.
So we're going like it with the sorority thing. That's where I'm getting at. Greek. Ooh, yeah, oh, that's where our marketing is. Sorority boys.
Mm, yeah.
Start pounding this seltzer. All right. Mm-hmm.
You're going to be... Oh, jeez. I forgot the...
You're going to be lambda, 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 and... All right.
Smells strawberry.
Smells okay.
Smells like strawberry ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's on the edge of. Oh. The aftertaste is very tart.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's like.
That's real strawberry.
Remember those cartoons where the Looney Tunes, where they would put that powder, alum, where somebody would eat alum and then their mouth would like shrink, like super small. Yeah, that's what a drink's doing in my mouth.
That's what it's doing.
Ooh. And it is also feels like it has sucked every
maybe that's bit of moisture out. That's the kiwi flavor. That's what it is. The aftertaste is the kiwi flavor. I forgot about the kiwi. I was just I was picturing strawberry in my mind when I took a drink. And it messed with me because the kiwi is a little bit stronger than the strawberry.
Yeah.
It smells like strawberry.
Mm-hmm. Well, strawberry and kiwi are really close in flavor. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of why they pair well and stuff like that. This has got... It's weird because this is not on par with the other seltzers that we've had. It's not. It's
strangely smoother, but it tastes like caca. I ain't gonna lie.
It's it to me tastes like flavored beer.
Yeah, I could kind of get that.
Like,
but that's that's.
I don't know, but it's not bad. That's the thing. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not
it's
good.
It's weird. It's that weird, like I said, it's very smooth. But I just don't like the flavor at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a...
It's tart.
It's because I don't like tart. But now, somebody that likes the sweet tarts, they may like this.
No,
they,
it is.
They may love it.
It is really tart. And so. That... Yeah,
I'm going to guess that the girls would love this. I'm going to guess that because I'm more of a chocolate sweet person. They are more of the sweet tart.
Like a sugary.
Yeah.
Because that is a big difference. Sugary sweet versus chocolatey sweet. Like, that is.
Well, or more of the Sour Patch Kid sweet. And just the tart, If you like rhubarb, then this is going to be so easy
for you. Man, you're on point there. That is rhubarb. That really is. Because I remember having rhubarb pie, and that is what that tastes like. It is.
The first time I took a bite of a rhubarb pie, I was like, why did I do this to myself? And then everybody was laughing at me. And I'm like, oh, you don't like tart, do you? And I was like, I have no idea what this is. I was pretty young at the time, and I was like, then I realized at that moment, I don't like tart.
So, I'll have to say, we had our Bud Light seltzer strawberry, well, it was strawberry daiquiri. This is better.
I'm on the fence. I mean, it's definitely smoother than that one. And, after the podcast, I had one left over in the fridge, and I was like, I tried to give it away to my wife. She didn't want it, and I was like, fine, I'll drink it. And actually, I enjoy it. I only had one, and so I didn't have more than one. And I kind of wish I had that over this one. I wish I had that over this one.
I don't know.
And only because it's not that this isn't drinkable. I could drink it. But I just prefer the little bit sweeter taste than this little tart taste.
Well, that's where we're I think that's where we're going to differ on that because I've said a lot. I really dislike the sweet alcoholic drinks. Yeah. But no, I think that makes total sense.
Yeah. So I don't think it's a horrible flavor. I don't think it's my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's definitely a different seltzer taste than we've had on the other ones.
I'll give it a drinkable grade.
Yeah.
It's definitely drinkable.
It is.
It is better than I had ever imagined.
And I could actually...
This bring and being.
Probably keep drinking these, even though I don't necessarily enjoy the taste. I don't feel like it's going to make me sick.
Right, exactly. Yeah, now that's very true.
So...
Yeah.
As sad as that is, that's a grade level of I don't think it's going to make me sick.
I could drink three of these without throwing up. Right.
That's an important thing. It is. All right. Well, we've got two more hopefully tasty beverages coming up to review. And then we've also got our ice category. Because we're not going to be drinking Natty Light Ice. We're going to be putting Natty Light Seltzer on ice. So, we're going to take a break, and we will be right back. All right, we are back. And my God, Pabst Blue Ribbon will not stop doing commercials. I've actually sent them a letter saying, please stop.
It's getting very irritating.
It was, you know, just kind of flattering at first. But dear God, the amount of just hardcore gay sex, that's all the noises were. That's fine, but does that really belong in a hard cold brew commercial? I don't think so. Please.
Maybe they know we're drinking seltzers.
Sincerest requests. Please, Pabst, stop intruding on our commercial breaks. Oh my God. All right. Well, at this point, it's time to natty ice. So we're going to take our rest of what we've got in our can of our house rules when strawberry and kiwi call the shots and get it in some ice. So let's hear that beautiful can and ice sound.
Ooh. Absolutely no artificial colors.
No, it's clear as a bell. It is just crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get some nice icy tastes going. Again, it's better.
Yeah, it's better.
It's better.
Totally softens that.
It took that bitter out.
Took the bitter. Lot. Yeah, it helped the. Geez, what am I trying to?
I mean, yeah, that tart, buttery taste.
The word I was looking for.
Yeah, the tart.
It softened that tart flavor.
Yeah, it
big
is.
Big time. Yeah. Hey, now it actually tastes like something, you know, if I was going to have a gum that was kind of this flavor, kiwi flavor.
Yeah.
It's very close.
Yeah, if it was some zebra fruit stripe gum. Yeah,
it's exactly flavor. Kind of what it tastes like. Them.
It's like, it's gone. Yeah. No, better.
Oh, my God.
Hands down better.
What a huge difference the ice made. Please, God, don't try it without putting it in a cup of ice.
Put it in ice, people. This is a...
Now I'm excited.
Yeah, we need a... There needed to be a big star. And the more you know... Go across. Don't do this without ice. Because... Nope. Man.
It should be a picture of a cup of ice with the can pouring into it right on the box.
Yeah. Well, they should do that because it's like, don't drink this straight out the can, fool.
Yeah, don't be dumb. Put it in ice.
Mm. Yeah, that's better.
Mm.
That is hands down better. All right. Well. We can't sit and rest on our laurels too much.
Yeah, we got two more.
Because we've got two more. Ooh. Hoo-ha. Hoo-ha.
Yeah, let's pull
flavors
out.
Flavors to go.
Oh, my God. I pulled out the wrong one.
Ooh. Kenny got mango. Kenny got mango.
When mango and peach go to the beach. Oh wait a minute. I didn't read that right. When mango and peach go beach mode.
Oh, beach mode, motherfucker.
Yeah, beach mode.
Oh. Oh, there's a shark on there, man.
Oh.
There's a shark just leaping out of that seltzer.
Where the hell? Oh, it is. There it is. I see it. Mm.
Dunna. Dunna.
You know,
natural light seltzer
shark. It's better. That's
we better get a bigger can. All right.
Let's see what this smells like. Absolutely. Well,
not much. I get a little bit of that peachy mango.
Yeah, smells a little bit like a coworker. It's not a good thing, trust me.
Being said, let's dive in.
I can't wait to taste that.
Ooh, peachy.
It's a lot of peach, and actually, it's not bad. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
So, if you like peach, it's really good. It's got such a real peach flavor. It's like a bit into a real, I mean, like a fresh peach.
Yeah.
Well, they hit the nail on that one.
Yeah.
It is real. I don't notice the mango very much at all.
No.
Maybe a little bit of the aftertaste.
Mango and peach, like mango's a lot softer of a taste than the peach is, so I imagine they marry well together because the peach is so strong, the mango kind of just takes it down a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's not bad.
That's true. Every time I've had mango, it's really kind of like a chewy peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's not bad. I mean, it's got that same tart to it. But I will happily applaud the tart over fake sugar.
Mm-hmm.
In both of these so far, there's not been a hint of that fake sugar. And on the can, do we have anything? No, we still have nothing as far as ingredients.
Yeah.
On those. But now, that's one thing over the Bud Light seltzer. That fake ass aspartame stevia bullshit that they were using, and that just was not pleasant.
Now, my can says malt beverage with natural flavors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely malt. Because you get that taste. That same taste that we've had with these malt beverages is there. This is better, I think, because you don't have the fake sugary shit trying to cover it up. But I don't know. I still taste that malt.
Yeah, that flavorists have got this. I mean, pretty good if you like the tarty, sour flavors. But
yeah, it's pretty good for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
For Natty Light Seltzer for the price point, what I think it was like $12.
Yeah, it was $2 cheaper than everything else.
So a dollar a can, basically. That's pretty cheap, and I have to say...
Yeah, it's cheaper than Bud Light.
Yeah, it was better than the others we've had, so... All right, well, okay, so I think it's probably safe to say that's also going to be better over ice. I don't think we have to over ice every one of these.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I think that's been kind of established on this.
Yeah, I think we're going to realize this is going to be better.
Yeah.
Over. I'm taking another try. Yeah. It's going to soften it, and it's going to make it better.
Yeah, because if I go back over to my house rules one, which is this, strawberry and kiwi call the shots.
Which is amazing, by the way. Now that it's...
now that it's watered down like a motherfucker. Yeah. No, it's tasty.
And maybe it's because I'm comparing it to the mango beet peach. But.
Well, there is still another contender, which I will prelude this next drink to one that we are definitely going to do, which is one that is really catered to our demographic and area. Is breaking news. Sonic is bringing out some hard seltzers. And I guess Sonic is just a Midwest thing.
I didn't realize that. Go Sonic.
Yeah, apparently it is. And so we're just accustomed to Sonics being around and those dumbass commercials with those two guys in the car. But
or whatever, yeah.
We're just accustomed to that. But Sonic is famous for their cherry limeades. And they're releasing seltzers, and it's going to be a few different flavors, but the predominant one is going to be that cherry limeade.
Based off of cherry limeade.
They're also going to have ocean water,
which is one of my
favorite drinks. But here's the shitty thing is they're going to have two different packs. One's going to be the tropical pack, and one is going to be the basic pack. And the basic pack is going to have the cherry limeade and then the variants of that. The tropical pack is going to have the ocean water. So you get by two different damn packs. So which means we are going to have to buy two different damn packs our favorite drinks.
They seen us coming on that one.
Because ocean water is awesome and cherry limeades are awesome, both from Sonic, and they're splitting them up. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they know what they're doing. So that whole thing was because the next one is the Catalina Lime Mixer. Pow! It is when cherry and lime become best friends. So. Oh. Gotta dig through. There. Catalina Lime Mixer.
Thank you very much.
And Catalina Lime Mixer. So you know, that was definitely Step Brothers.
Oh yeah, they stole that fair and square.
Yeah, that was 100% Step Brothers.
Thank God.
So, all right. So this is the cherry limeade.
It's got the a little bit more than cherry Pepsi. It's almost like they split the difference between a cherry Pepsi and a cherry cough syrup.
Yeah, that's a real strong cherry. That's not a cherry I necessarily want to pop in my mouth.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go that far, but.
I mean, it
you might be right.
It pops in my mouth. Man, it's not necessarily the way I want it. Ooh.
Let me think about that. I'm going to try that a couple more times. Cherry. Oh, okay. So now I get it. The cherry and the lime. It's a bit confusing if you forget that there's lime in there.
Yeah.
Make sure you remember about the lime.
Yeah, the cherry lime.
And while you're drinking it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's definitely cherry, and then your aftertaste is like, what is going on? What's going on in my head?
Yeah,
and then I read it. Oh, lime.
Yeah, that's a.
I think I'm impressed with the cherry flavor, but my personal opinion is leave the lime out.
Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That cherry is. That is real Robitussin territory.
It's pretty close. Upon. It's pretty close.
It is.
Oh, real, oh, my gosh.
Children's cough syrup.
Oh.
Coming up.
Throw that shit in some ice, please. Because yeah. This is not drinkable out of the can.
No.
Absolutely not.
It is so strong. All right.
The one with the best marketing. Is really at the worst flavor so far.
No, it does so far. So, All right, be right back with some ice. Whew. All right. Oof, my goof. We've got the Catalina Lime Mixer going in some ice.
Ice.
Ooh, and there's still plenty in that can.
Hey, this has a pinkish tint to it.
This does. That's crazy.
That's the first one. The other two were clear.
The other two were absolutely clear. This actually has a little rose-colored tint to it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's take this drink through rose-colored glasses.
I need something. I need some kind of filter.
God damn, that cherry's still fucking strong.
It is very... It is. You know what? Thank God that that ice slowed it down a little bit.
It did a little bit, but man. Yeah. It is. So, I think there's one thing we can't deny is every single one of these seltzers out of the Natty Light Seltzer Variety Pack is just weighing heavy on the tart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, that is where
That's where they're going. They're going after the tart. Not quite sour, but...
Mm-hmm. No, it's tart.
They want to hit that. If that's the kind of flavors you love, you're going to love this. Yeah. This is going to be right up your alley.
Yeah, it's hitting the tart for sure. There is just... Yeah. There is just a ton of tartness to every one of these. This one the most, just because of that cherry, man. That cherry tips the scales. And I'm really wondering.
Yeah, I don't know why they decided to go with that, because I would have went more with a Starburst-like cherry. If you want to really impress people in their flavor, how could you go wrong not hitting that Starburst point?
Which is that cherry limeade, man? This doesn't taste like cherry limeade.
No, it doesn't.
No. And that was their selling point. Catalina Lime Mixer. Of course. We're not stupid. We know what your point is. We got it. We did it in our opening segment. We know what it's all about. But, man, it is just...
That's one of the things that I've noticed is cherry flavoring and rum, vodka, whatever it is it's always a miss.
Yeah.
And I've only found one thing that actually has a decent flavor out of probably at least six different ones I've tried, because I've looked all over for cherry. I want to make something with cola and make it a good cherry cola drink. And the only thing I found was the Calico Jack cherry rum. It actually tastes like a cherry Pepsi or a cherry Coke. The rest of the cherry flavors just got awful. There's something. I mean, if you love cough syrup, then you're going to find one that you like. But if you want something that tastes like a cherry Coke or a cherry Pepsi, then Calico Jack is your only avenue.
Yeah, and that's the thing, too, is maybe we're just not that target demographic. Maybe there's some sort of... So, maybe children younger than we were so, like, just inherently set on the cherry flavor of that god-awful medicine that was just their cherry. And then maybe that's it. That's, oh, yeah,
well,
that's,
I mean, cherry. I get that, because I actually loathed that medicine cherry flavor. But I can remember my grandfather, he would drink Vicks Formula 44D like it was freaking candy. He was like,
he
really liked it.
Yeah, it's just a different flavor palette. So, of course, I mean, all of our stuff is just opinionated, but, you know, this is, I don't know, this isn't a good cherry. This isn't a good cherry limeade. Big boom. Actually, no, it's not their big boomer shot.
It was the advertisement that made us look forward to the whole thing, was the Catalina Lime. And it was the worst one of the bunch.
Yeah, but
the other two was better.
Remember when we were at the store, the strawberry kiwi was the one they had a full 12-pack of.
You're right.
And then they also had the variety pack. So they knew they nailed it on the strawberry kiwi, which I think we both agree that
was
amazing.
Yeah, especially in ice.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to that and drink it.
Yeah. On ice, That was good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let's take a revisit.
Yeah, absolutely. They hit
That one works.
It's a home run.
Yeah. So there's a reason they had a 12 pack of just that and they did this. They were trying to, you know, put something else out, and the mango wasn't that bad, but man, that cherry is just fucking missing the mark.
It's bad.
It's missing the mark. It is. We gave it everything we could give it, man. We got it.
We tried.
Cold, straight out the fridge, out the can. Then we cracked it. We put it over a cup filled with ice. And then still gave it every chance it had.
And negative.
It falls short.
Yeah.
It just falls short because that fakey ass. And there's not even lime. I don't even taste lime. The cherry is so gross. It just.
It's.
Yeah. So, Natty Light. All right, let's break it down. Let's get the verdict in on this one.
Yeah, the verdict is the Catalina Lime Mixer is blah.
Yeah. No, guilty.
Yeah.
Guilty of being just shitty flavorist.
Yeah, it's horrible. That.
Yeah. So, then second count.
The mango. You know what? Can you believe that? I'm picking peaches and mangoes to be second.
Yeah. No, me too. Yeah, mm-hmm. That is, it wasn't great, but it was basically deep. What it was.
Yeah, I mean, it was the backup. And when I ran out of the house rules, I'm going to drink the peach.
Yeah.
And I mix it with why ice is going to be even better, easier to drink.
And so then our defendant of house rules,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to say, that wasn't too bad.
It was really good. I can completely understand why there's a whole 12 pack of that flavor by itself. I would buy that 12 pack.
Yeah. I will say, ice it up. It wasn't horrible out of the can, but man, when we ice that shit up, you throw that shit into a cup
really
of ice.
Good.
It was definitely better.
I'll
go back to it right now. I'll take a drink.
If I have a party, I'm getting some of that, and I'm talking people into it. They're not going to believe me, and when I give it to them in a cup of ice, they're gonna thank me. It's that good.
Yeah, you ice it down. It takes that little, the tart that all three of them have, icing it down is definitely best with that strawberry kiwi. So, well, I think we covered it. We got the Natty Light Seltzer Variety Pack. It was a wild ride of just real bitter flavors throughout the whole thing. But
it was good in the beginning and a little crappy in the end.
Yeah, so. I think we took the right route. We really did. It was a choose-your-own-adventure, mm-hmm. and we took the right path. It started good and bad. And so, yeah. Nope, I think we... I think we've completed this quest of finding this out, and we're... now knowing that Natty Light does seltzer probably slightly better than Bud Light. I don't know.
Oh, Bud Light sucks.
Yeah, those Bud Light seltzers.
I mean, the Bud Light seltzers are horrible.
Yeah. Why? I have to say, so far, all right. So, Bud Light, we're putting you on blast. We'll try again. One more. You got one more fucking time. And if you disappoint me again, you're fucking done. Do you hear me, Bud Light? You're fucking done.
Fuck you.
So, all right. This has been the Boozecast with Matt and Kenny. And we're going to come back. We're going to taste some more weird shit. And it's going to be out of a can or a bottle. And as we've decided, it's going to be on ice too.
Definitely on ice.
So we will see you next time. Good night.